It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and anywhere else they travel. If you love golf and like to laugh, Golf DMV is your place. This ain't your stuffy, snobby, boring golf show. It's Golf DMV.
Welcome back, everybody, to Golf DMV. So much stuff happened before the show that we had to just hit record and start the show because Lawrence and Cordell Black, by the way, from Roll Call Sports Podcast, is going to join us on the show today. They're just going on and on and on about Jordan Spieth. I'm like, guys, we got a show to do. We've got a radio show of 1,500 that's got to happen, and we've got a podcast that's got to go to our, you know, millions and millions, if not hundreds of adoring fans. But first, let me introduce our special guest, Cordell Black from Roll Call Sports Podcast. Cordell, thank you so much for joining us on Golf DMV, man.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be here, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk golf, man. It's the Masters week. I love you guys' flow, man. I'm just going to try to get in here and not stumble too much.
Oh, it's all good, bro. We got you.
AKA the Viper. Shout out to Hollywood Stinger and Sandman on his podcast. Who just pranked him on April Fool's and cut him out. I just want to let y'all know he's with us now. He's rocking with us.
Real talk. Yeah. I'm with y'all now. Y'all just pick me up. Like, you know, when you go in a gym and you pick up five. Yeah. Y'all got five?
Y'all got four. You got you off waivers.
Yeah, man.
Since they didn't want him on the show, then he's now joining our show. We'll take him on the show here. Shout out to all those guys. Yeah, and so a lot to get to. LB just got fitted for a putter. He's got some information there. Of course, we've got the A&A inspiration. You know, he had the Augusta National Women's Amateur. I watched a lot of that. Let's see, what else? Obviously, we've got Valspar we've got to talk about, and we've got a Masters preview coming up.
Valero.
I'm sorry?
You said Valspar, Valero.
I'm sorry, Valero. Yeah, yes. Valero. Thank you, LB, for that for that edit there.
Always there for you.
Always there for you.
I used to know a girl named Valero back in the day.
We'll talk about that after the show.
South of the show.
Yeah, looking at your face, we may not want to share that on the show today. So let's talk a little bit about, let's start with the Valero. Jordan Spieth gets his win after being on the edge, you know, here in the early part of 2021. He finally gets that win. For some reason, that makes Lawrence upset. We'll get into why that makes you upset. I'm sticking by what I said when he finished runner up and everyone was talking about Jordan's back. I don't think Jordan's back with one win simply because there was a period of time where, you know, he was the best golfer. And so I think he's got to win multiple. I think he's got to go on a streak. He's got to win multiple tournaments and be dominant. Now, that being said, he's also been, you know, in the top 10 several times. And so he's clearly found what he was missing for those 3 years or so. It seems like it. I think it's a good way to tune up for the Masters. What's a better way to tune up than with a win? You know what I mean? Yep. I mean, everybody feels better with a win than a loss, right? Especially when you've been on the edge for so long. I mean, ask a guy like Ricky Fowler, who isn't even going to be able to play in the Masters. You know, he'd rather be in Jordan Spieth's spot than saying, I feel good about my game, even though I can't play in the Masters next week. And so, I have no feelings one way or the other about it. I thought that it was kind of a boring tournament, to be honest with you. I watched some of it, not a lot. I watched towards the end of the final round just to see if Jordan would win. It was good to see Charlie Hoffman put a little bit of pressure on him. There's some old guys playing golf this year who are putting some pressure on these young boys. I'm going to step out. Vern, before we get to the anger, what did you think about it? And then we'll go to LB and Cordell because they have found this fellowship and this brotherhood in anger towards Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth.
And I didn't even know as a show we were beefing with Jordan Spieth. I did know.
Dog. It's warranted.
It's warranted. So, well, I will say this. He did catch the wrath of the show when he made that statement years ago about when he's on the leaderboard, it strikes fear in the heart of other golfers. Yeah. That's crazy. That's BS.
Not anymore.
So he did. Yeah. He did catch it with us a little bit there. But anyway, Vern, your thoughts, and then we'll go to the anger corner with LB and Cordell.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Claude. I didn't have many. I'll say I was like 90%. You know, didn't care or maybe apathetic. 10%. I was happy for him a little bit. I was happy for him from a golfer to another golfer. Okay. Forget all of the hype and all the, you know, we want Jordan to win and blah, 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 this and that. He is technically relatable for the average golfer. He's not dumb long. He messes up. He'd be talking to himself out there.
Yeah.
the way he's been struggling. Conversations
between him and his caddy are pretty funny too.
Yeah, they're pretty good. So
there was one exchange. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there was one exchange where he's in the fair. Well, he's on the tee box, and I think they said that the sand trap, like towards the middle right of one of the fairways, was close to like 280 or something like that. He gets his 3-wood out. And right. There's some kind of conversation about, you know, where you can go left and there's more space there. And he's like, well, you know, but if I go straight at it, you know, I'll be in better position with the second shot. He's like, yeah, but you plan on like missing it, right? Like you're not going into like, you're going right at it, but you plan on hitting it over there, right? He's like, yeah, of course. And so you hear this whole conversation. I just think of Lawrence Brooks as my caddy or one of my caddies. Oh, like, my God. You know, yeah. Don't screw this up. Okay, Vern, sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, that's accurate. That's what I'm talking about. Like he's relatable like that way. Him, you know, the conversation between him and his caddy. Again, I wasn't on the Jordan Spieth sorrow train, but to see him win and to see like the legit joy he felt, I'm like, okay, good for you, Jordan. Good for you, Jordan. You know what I'm saying? I have no expectations. You know, I know we'll get to the Master stuff later. I don't have any expectations there. He's just been doing well lately, and he finally capped it off with a win. First win in what, like seven or however many days?
Three and a half years,
something like that. Yeah. You know, good for you, Jordan. Good for you. That was kind of it. So I'm with you, Cloud. So I want to see what this anger's about. What's happening with this?
Okay, I'll kick it off, Cordell.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Here is part of my problem with Spieth, and it's not so much. Well, it's probably 80% media and 20% him. My beef with them is how they, and I say they being the media, how they have like put him up on a pedestal. And he's like the best thing since sliced bread. Now they've been on his job ever since the Masters when he that debacle. They've been on his job to get him back up so they can talk about him. It seems that way to me. He can do no wrong. Everybody feels sorry for him. Let's get the game really misses Jordan Spieth. No, it didn't. I didn't. You know. So the media to me is what annoyed me more about Spieth than Spieth. Annoyed me about himself.
Right.
He wasn't doing nothing.
Well, exactly.
He was struggling in golf.
He was struggling like everybody else. And I obviously, God knows, I know what the struggle is real. Yes, you know, but I don't need you to remind me of this guy and keep pushing him out. Like, you know, we got to get him to win. I really wish he would win. What about these other 300 guys that are on the tour that haven't won and some of them ain't won ever? Mm-hmm. You know, but nobody's pushing them or trying to put them out in front, but they're trying to put Spieth up there. So it's something about Spieth that the media loves. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his Opie looking personality, you know, the boy from wherever, Ohio. I mean, you know, whatever.
Texas.
Well, he's from Texas, but you're saying he's got that look of the boy next door,
Americana. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever it is. They hang their hat on Jordan and they push him up more than any other golfer for whatever reason. And that annoys me to no end. So I personally wish nothing on him, but
doom is winning.
Go ahead and finish that. Go ahead and finish that, dog. Go ahead and finish
of Sergio Garcia proportion because you also
No. I hate Sergio much more than
I hate him personally. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I will punch Sergio. Jordan, I would just like, hey, whatever, dude, just get away. Sergio, I would beat his ass.
Y'all passionate about it out here, boy.
So Cordell,
this is what you're walking into, bro.
Right. Oh, so if you have some other points on Jordan, please tell the people.
So here's the deal. It's a human feel. Like all these guys, he's a bro golfer, right? That's why people like him. He's human. He's talking through all this crap. I can't listen to him talk to his caddy. I don't play golf like that. When y'all play with me, you will know I don't play golf like that. Uh-huh. I grab my club. I pick a shot. I hit the shot. These guys are talking. They're talking crazy. They're talking round and round circles. It's confusing. But for some reason, I guess people like that chatter, right? Mm-hmm. They like all that, you know. And the guy dumped. What? How many balls he dump in the water at 12? Two balls in the water.
Right.
At 12? Yeah. It's not the Valero Open, okay? It's the Masters, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got to walk by that exact same spot where he dumped them balls in the water.
Yeah.
I don't have him as a contender for the Masters.
Oh, not at all.
We'll get into that later, but it's, you know, and then I talked about this in the pre-show a little bit. You know, he got a little tight on that 8-iron that he was just trying to lay up. Come on now. We all play golf. You can hit an 8-iron 175, 108, 150 yards, right? You can if you're just laying up, right? It's the equivalent of the shot that he hit. He tugged that thing 25 yards left. Mm-hmm. He was so nervous. He had a 2-stroke lead going into it. I'm telling you, he's not your guy, okay? He's not your guy. He almost lost his card. Do you remember this a couple years ago? 2019. Mm-hmm. He almost lost his card because he didn't play enough events.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan, but but he's that, you know, he's the guy that all the guys on the internet that run into guys with their golf carts and stuff, they like all that, right? They like that's what that dudes. Is, man. Yeah, they like it.
He's the bro. The bro. I will say this, though. Like, I do feel like because in every sport, we're always quick to try to find the next. Mm-hmm. And I think he came around and got hot at a time, I believe. I mean, obviously, Tiger was going through his thing, but then also Roy McIlroy, like, was kind of on a downward trend as well, hadn't won in a while. And so they're looking for the next, and I think they just jumped at Spieth.
Right.
Now, he got a bunch of wins, you know, but you still got good old DJ who wins a tournament every year. That every year that he's been a pro. Right, he just doesn't care enough. He just doesn't care at all, you know? So, yeah, I think that's what it is. They tried to make him the next too early. And maybe that's the hate.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to latch on to what Cordell said, I think you're right about the bro part. And then the other part sort of goes to what Claude was saying. People like a comeback story. That's all it is. They just look – I feel like the media is just – they're looking for some sort of – and they've been chasing this comeback story, like LB said – for the, you know, ever since he showed up. If he was playing like trash, like at the beginning of the year, they would just kind of be like, oh, you know,
I feel like they did the same thing with Roy, too. I feel like they did the same thing with him. Like, they really want Roy McIlroy to win.
But if anybody knows anything about golf, you know, anybody who wins the week before the Masters, only two players have ever won the Masters the following week.
Yep.
So you're like, okay, you won, you out.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what I text these guys yesterday. I said the upside to him winning the Valero was that he will not win the Masters. So I'm good.
Happy too.
You know,
deep.
Yeah, you were very happy about that. Yeah, the hate is deep. Let's go to the Manny Millions for the Valero Open. Cordell, in case you're not familiar with the Manny Millions, I have a son named Manny. He likes to play golf. I don't want to put too much pressure on him to be, you know, the next Tiger
Woods.
Yeah, I don't even want him to be the next Jordan Spieth.
Well, all I want him to do anyway. So
he get on tour, you know, make each cut and just finish last. And we figured out he can make over $650,000 a year if he does that. If he makes each cut and finish last, that's how much he'll win. That's a good life. $650,000.
I wonder where this came from. I was wondering. I was like, why is it called Manny Millions?
Yeah, there you go.
Every time. Yeah, we should probably.
That's right. That's
tight. Yeah. So I want him to do his best, but settle for last place. If you make a cut, that's fine.
Just make the cut.
Yeah, you don't have to win it.
If you make the cut, you're a winner in our eyes.
Hey, listen, come on. So.
All right, so this week's Manny Million is Will Gordon. Never heard of the guy. He finished plus eight, won $14,555. Will is 24 years old. He's single, ladies. 6'3", 205 pounds. He went to Vanderbilt.
6'3", 205. Smart guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6'3", 205. That's like a defensive back size, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he play DB. Safety. Yeah. He lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. Vanderbilt, I said that he human and organizational development was his major.
Okay, so golf then. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everyone knows that Vanderbilt's human and organizational development department is like tops.
Right.
Exactly. That's all it's evidence.
Right. So we'll turn pro in 2019. Yeah. Here's the numbers, guys. So we're going so Cordell, at this point, this is what we figure out. They guess how much what his career earnings are. So he went pro in 2019. He has zero wins, zero second places, one third place, and two top tens. Okay. Out of 30 events, he's made 20 cuts. What?
That's a pretty good ratio.
Career earnings.
That is a pretty good ratio. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, Vern won last week. So do you?
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah, I did. I did because you messed up. That's right.
You did win last week.
I forgot. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let the guests go first. I'm gonna let Viper.
Oh man, you're gonna put me on the spot. 30 events.
30 events. He's made 20 cuts. He only has one third place and two top tens. And out of those 20 cuts, made.
Oh man, what he hasn't broke a million yet.
Okay.
I mean, he's I'm gonna say 1.2 million.
1.2. Okay. All right.
Clock.
Okay. I'm going to go above that in 2.3.
Okay.
I'm going under. I'm going 750.
And our guest and new champion.
Wow. You see it?
You see the belt back there? That's okay. He won't be back next week. And then it's me and her. Anyway,
hey, what was the number? That's two shows I've been kicked off of.
Now, what was the number?
It's 1.1.
Wow.
1.1 million. Dang. So quickly, he grew up in Davidson, North Carolina. He used to play, well, he played a handful of rounds of golf with the NBA's MVP, Steph Curry. When Curry was a student there at Davidson. Okay. Will was also the 2019 SEC Player of the Year, and his favorite place to visit is the Caribbean because he loves to snorkel.
Mm. There we go. His old late. That's what he tells his homies, huh? Snorkel. Yeah.
I like the snorkel. You want to go snorkel, dog?
Go to the DR, get your snorkel on.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Snorkeling, that's it.
Well, there you go. 24 yeah. years old, 6'3", 205, mil. And so
that's ladies, pretty good for not even having done that much.
Right. You just turned pro in 2019, and considering that 2020 was the year of COVID, I mean, that's not bad.
You're right. He's right on the mark. He's like 600,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And so there you go. Well, good for him. Let's jump to the ANA. Did anyone watch the ANA? I watched a ton of it.
I did too. I watched a lot of it.
Didn't see
it. Yeah. And
I'm gonna react.
Vern, did you watch any?
I did not. I'm going to go ahead and react to what you're talking about.
Okay.
I know who won, but
that's right. And Cordell, what about you? Did you watch any?
I watched a little bit of it, man. I try to get into it, man. It's a little difficult. It's not because it's the women. I don't have nobody to pull for. If I had somebody to pull for, I probably should watch more.
But do like I do. Just pick the finest ones and then root for them.
Well, then. Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah,
quote from Viper. I don't know these bitches. Got it.
that's in this Me Too movement, that's not what I said, sir. I was in HR. That's not what I said.
Let's not put words in the guest's mouth. Although, I guess if he does get canceled, he can't come back next week and win Manny Millions again. So, yeah, cancel Cordell Black, cancel Viper, and cancel the views expressed here on the. On Golf DMV by Cordell Black. It's not the views of but perhaps maybe Lawrence Brooks. No, so the winner was Patty Tavatanakit and UCLA golf. And I believe this girl can hit the ball far. She's out driving. There was one she hit like 320, I think, 325, 315, or something like that.
Let's see what we got.
Her tour average right now is 283 yards. And she's second on the LPGA. I don't know who's first. That's my real question. She's second, and who's first? Well, which might be, I can see her name, but I see her face, but I can't call her name.
Lexi Thompson.
No. Mm-hmm. Not her. No.
Nellie Korda, Jessica Korda.
It might be Michelle one of the Kordas.
Nope. Clark got it. Good. You get it. Nellie.
Yeah.
But to that point, here's my big takeaway from the ANA, is that I almost look at women's golf right now the way I look at women's tennis. Now, men's tennis can't stand next to women's tennis, but men's golf can. Men's golf, I think, is better to watch for me than women's golf. But they've got so many good players. I just reeled off a bunch of them. I didn't even mention MB Park. I didn't mention either one of the Jatandi Garn sisters. I mean, there's so many good female golfers out on the LPGA Tour, and they're really, really, really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they're coming to Williamsburg, Virginia, and I think we're planning on going down there.
As soon as we get some credential stuff, yes.
Exactly. We're going to cover it and bring you in-depth news coverage on the LPGA in Williamsburg at Kingsville. Like no one's watched it before.
Here are a couple of things I took away from the tournament. Lydia Ko shot a 62 on Sunday, trying to run her down.
Well, Lydia Ko also, don't forget, a few years ago was supposed to be the next, and she came out hot, early in her
career. She's a baby. I mean, she's only because she started playing when she was a teenager, right?
She got some wins under her belt. She got hot, and then she did what everybody does. She starts tinkering. Yep. So now she's got this new coach. She changes it. You know what I mean? Just started changing stuff and has been fighting to get back ever since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she shot a minus 10 on Sunday, which was beautiful. I watched a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So back to Patty, she won $465,000 for her win. That's her first win and obviously her first major. Lydia Ko, second place at minus 16, $287,000. The Jatandi Garn sisters, my favorites, Moria and I can't think of how you pronounce that one. Aria, thank you. Moria finished at minus 9, T10, 59,000, and Aria was plus two. She finished at $7,000. Just to quick to Patty. So the four events she played this year, she finished T5, T14, mm-hmm. missed the cut, and then winning yesterday.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, and she's only 5'5".
That's what I'm saying. She's not a big, she's not a tall woman. She's not tall.
To be crushing that ball like that, mm-hmm. she's 5'5". But they don't give you a weight, of course, because they don't do that. Right, exactly. But she's I like her. Let me say it that way. I like her physically.
Yeah, because that saying it that way sounds better.
Yes. You did it subtle and then so said, you know, yeah.
Let me say this subtly.
Yeah. I like her. I'll just say it that way. I think she's super hot.
It is. Well, she's fine. I mean, all of her. I'm like, man, she is. Absolutely. She's my new crush now. I think me and Moria might be on the outs now. Patty might be my new crush.
Yeah, I'm sure Moria won't be able to get.
She's not going to be able to sleep tonight.
What is she ever going to do? The fact that you're not crushing on her anymore. Man. Did anybody watch any of the Augusta National Women's Amateur, though?
Zero.
Okay.
Do you, I did watch a little bit of it.
You guys watched a little bit of it. Here's the thing. I watched it, and it was so. These are some of the best collegiate women play, ladies, in the country, and you could tell just the difference between them and the ladies on the LPGA tour by just some of the putts that they were missing. I mean, they're hitting putts, and it's going 10 feet past the hole. Mm-hmm. I mean, and how they struggled on those greens because I mean it's Augusta,
Right.
You can see the amateur come out in the way that they
in those tough conditions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
I said in those tough conditions you can see.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, shout out to them for putting this on because I think that that's a really good way to kind of grow the game and boost female participation to have them play there. That's a great thing. So Cordell, you watched it a little bit. Any thoughts on it?
I watched a little bit, man. I mean, again, it's still kind of hard and it's. It's mm-hmm. I'm okay, but I'm okay with people making bogeys because I make bogeys all the time. So mm-hmm. I'm okay with people making bogeys and seeing the battle, seeing them because it's it's a course they don't play, right? They don't get to go out there and it's not mm-hmm. like the PGA Tour. So I did watch a little bit of it and it was fun to watch for a little bit. Then I kind of mm-hmm. I went over the Valero because I was like, let me watch Jordan Spieth and see what's going to happen there.
Right. Well, and Augusta's prepped too. It's not even like they're playing it on like sort of a light day,
Yeah,
pretty mm-hmm. much damn near like Masters condition. Yeah. I have to assume
it
is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be interesting to see how the LPGA Tour players would do on that course.
Yeah,
that's one thing I'm wondering. Like, why in the world? Like, I get having Augusta. I get having the women's amateur, but I wonder why they wouldn't allow to have the LPGA.
Well, we know why.
Down here in Augusta, Georgia, the ladies play unless it's a Sunday afternoon at four.
Supposed to be in the kitchen. I need some fried chicken.
If we let the ladies on the course, who's gonna be cooking in the kitchen on the grill?
And it's the same reason they waited till Lee Elder was damn near 90 years old before they're gonna tee off out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I guess now after we trash Augusta, we gotta do our Masters preview.
Cause we still gonna watch.
And I still feel bad because I feel bad, but even that conflict, because this is one of my favorite tournaments to watch. I love watching the Masters. Mm-hmm. The Open Championship is probably my second, or at least a tie, but this is probably, one, and the Open Championship is probably 1A, or something like that. But anyway,
I don't have a favorite because of the course. My for me, it's always the field. Mm-hmm. If the field is jam-packed, then I'm watching. I don't really care what the course is. For me, it's all about the field because the course is the course. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you got the great course and you got the B team playing, who's watching that?
Of course.
Well, and I guess that's why, because with it being a major, and even with the other four, the other mm-hmm. three, it always attracts the top.
Right. Everybody's coming off of that.
That's a good point. You won't have one without the other, I guess. And so let's preview this because perhaps there will be money placed on.
it's too late.
So it seems like already Jordan Spieth is not anyone's favorite to win after this win because
let's move on. Let's go.
Yeah. What do we think about? So I like to look at, even though I don't, there's really no, science behind it, but I always like to look at past winners. I always like to look at, DJ who won last year, mm-hmm. you've got Bubba Watson who's won multiple times there, I'm not worried about Phil Mickelson. He just needs to focus on the champions.
Yeah.
The champions tour. Yeah. I look at Patrick Reed. I want JT. He got hot. About a month ago or so. So I'm wondering about Justin Thompson. I mean, or will a winner come from someone that could it be Colin Morikawa's shot? You know what I mean? Because I think his game kind of fits that course a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm on the Golf Network, and they have the top 15 picks for the Masters. One is JT, two is Bryson, three is Colin, four is DJ, five, I don't know why, is Spieth, six is John Rahm, who, congratulations, just had a baby the other day. Well, his wife, his girlfriend, his wife, yeah, she had a baby the other day.
Which one?
Boy.
Okay, the wife did, not the girlfriend.
The wife did, not the girlfriend, yeah.
Got it.
Patrick Cantlay is seven, Paul Casey is eight, Westwood, Lee Westwood is nine, Tony, top 10 Finau, is number 10.
Okay.
He's so definitely not winning.
Where's this second.
Where's this list from, LB?
This is the Golf Network.
Yeah,
Golf,
this is Joe
Golf
Public
News Network.
This is Joe Public list. This isn't Degenerate Gambling list. These names you're Jordan Spieth, was it recency bias much? I'm sorry, keep going. it's the only thing I prepared for. I'm ready for
this. Let's go. Scotty Scheffler is 11. Xander Schauffele is 12. Rory is 13.
Oh, wait, who's 13? I'm sorry.
Rory.
Okay, I talked over.
Daniel Berger is 14, and Victor Hovland is 15. And they had an honorable mention. It says Brooks Koepka. I have no idea if Brooks should actually be playing in this tournament. Reports that he's treating his surgically repaired knee very gingerly. So who knows if he'll even play or what his game would be like.
No money on Brooks.
Did anybody remember when top 10 Tony on that par 3 contest?
Every year.
Right.
It's the whole one as he's celebrating dislocates his ankle.
It's like, right.
Oh, God. They're going to play that. They're going to play that clip for him every year he in the match. Yeah. That sucks so bad.
So let's go to the Degenerate Gambler Corner with Vern to get the real numbers and the real life.
All right, guys. Look, here's what you need. Here's what you need at Augusta. All right? Here's what you need at Augusta. The same ones we always talked about. Strokes gained off the tee, the approach, and then after that, it's kind of par five scoring, and then par four efficiency, which basically just means not making mistakes on the par fours. Mm-hmm. So if we boil this down, distill it even further, you got to score in the par fives. So who scores well on par fives? Dustin does.
DJ,
I think he's third. Mm-hmm. And then strokes gained off the tee and approach. Bombing it, as we saw in November, it ain't gonna get you jack shit here. DeChambeau out there getting run up on by Bernard Langer, the old head in the group, chilling and beating him, clutching out. Because I guess the greens are just, we all know this about Augusta, but the greens are just so fast. If you can't hold them, you're toast. Right. So those are your four stats. So I found some sites, just some sites on the deep web where we aggregate some of these stats.
Did he say the deep web?
Yeah, deep web. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, dog. Go ahead. No, I just want to make sure I heard.
No, you're good. Right. You're good. I don't have much else. So basically, I had four picks. I wanted two dark horses, two kind of like long shots. Mm-hmm. Actually, you might say long shots. I'd say they're really good odds. And then two favorites. So one of my favorites is Dustin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Jason Voorhees for a reason, because he just hits the ball. He keeps coming forward. Statistically, he is second in third in greens in regulation, and then second in like par four efficiencies between 450 and 500 yards. This means he's scoring on those long par fours and those par fives. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Doesn't need to chase Bryson. He can still get the buckets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Dustin was one of the favorites. I think I'm going to go with Rahm for my second. I hadn't decided. I'm going to go with Rahm. But the two that I'm hammering hard, the two that I'm betting.
Pause.
Yeah, the two that I'm betting heavy, this week are Max Homa and Cameron Smith. Max Homa has been putting his ass off lately, per the stats. You know what I'm saying?
Ever since he stopped, messing with people on social media, his game has tightened up.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody, he has all these funny responses to everybody, but he likes doing it. But it's like,
Well, he's first in strokes gains on par five. So he's my so the reason I'm picking him, for those who don't know, odds are really long. You can get Max Homa for like 135-1. So that's really good value on a dude who's playing really well coming to Augusta. And the other is Cam Smith. He's running about, I want to say, like 120-1. Again, he was the runner-up last year. So this is sort of like the sweet spot between Dustin being the favorite and then Max Homa being a long shot. I think Cam Smith could do something. He's fourth in strokes gained on par fives and 12th in strokes gained putting. So
I read another article too that said the same thing about Cameron. They had him in that conversation as a possible winner for this.
Yeah, you got to jump on him early to get these odds because people get like the public money is going to catch up, and then people are going to be like, "Oh, Cam Smith." No, you're sitting there when the odds is all low. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
bro,
right.
So, Viper, what you got? What are we looking like, homie?
Man, I know you don't like Bryson DeChambeau, but
he's okay. He's a good favorite.
No, I mean for this course, but I think I don't. I want to say DJ, but I think it's hard to go back to back at the Masters.
I agree.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but he's good. I'll say I like Bryson and then I like John Rahm. Right. Mm-hmm. My concern is that he did just have a baby. He's probably not getting a whole lot of sleep right now. So that kind of would knock him down, but I really like his game. I like his short game. Yes. I think he can stop the ball. I think he can spin it both ways around the greens. I think he's got a really good touch. And then if he gets his putter hot, you know, he's a Spanish player, right? So he's a strong player. So I like those two. Those are probably my two big picks. I think those two guys can really win it.
Okay. Who do you got for dark horses?
My dark horse, man, I like Victor Hovland, man. I like his game.
That's a good dark horse, yeah.
Yeah, I like his game and I like his demeanor. You know, he's kind of goofy. You know, he just kind of like he's like kind of aw shucks. He just goes out there, does his thing. he makes a lot of putts. He hits a lot of shots. He's in every shot, and he doesn't really give up on a round. So I like that about him. He's kind of got that. I mean, if anybody's close to Tiger, I mean, I think he kind of has that a little bit in him, right? He doesn't give up on a round, right? If he shoots a 72 or 73, he's going to hang in there and still make it a 70, right?
Yep. Right.
So I like him. I like his game. And I think if he starts putting well, I think he can do well too. So that's my only dark horse I got. I do like Max Homa, man. I would take him as another dark horse, but – okay, this is the Masters, though. This isn't the Valero.
I didn't put a ton of money on him. Now. 135 to 1. Shell
Houston Open. Isn't that what it used to be? I think that's what
right.
it used
yeah,
to be.
Right, sure like did. It sure did.
Like it's, you know what I'm saying? So it's
the wide world of golf.
Yeah. So I Max Homa's like,
it's tough.
How to get him? And he's kind of with Jordan Spieth. He's kind of a bro golfer. He gets on Twitter. He likes to run his mouth a little bit. He's quieted down a lot, but you know.
Yeah. And again, that was just strictly for those who are degenerates. That's strictly a value play. Again, if you got like 10 bucks, just throw it on Max Homa, see what happens.
Yeah,
the one guy I think who's going to play, who could play spoiler to all this, and I still have some money left, I might sprinkle a little bit on this guy, the man in black. Who am I talking about? OP Reed. Coming out of nowhere. Yeah, I can see him just showing up out of nowhere and just dealing. And we look at on Sunday like, how did I not bet anything on
And then, nobody's and, talking about him.
And I feel like there's a group of golfers right there in that spot. And so I agree with everybody as far as their top picks, you know, whether it's DJ, John Rahm. I would like to throw JT in there, you know, as well. And I like a lot of the dark horses. I would like to throw Xander Schauffele in there in that mix. But I also think that there's a group in that middle that, and so I'll just go through a couple of names that I think we should watch out for. That's in that middle group right there. Right?
Okay.
Number one would be Patrick Reed. I think that's one to look out for right there in that middle group that is good enough. He's won it before. You
Nobody
know,
would even be surprised. To, They'd be exactly. like, oh yeah.
I also think Tommy Fleetwood is one to watch because he's been playing. He's been playing.
He's burned me too many times with money. him and Xander are two. Like sometimes I can't, when I start betting, I can't separate the previous result from the actual golf. And Fleetwood, I like Fleetwood. He's got the locks. He's got the hair. He's super cool. But he don't have goddamn money. He's just losing.
I think Fleetwood might be right there in that mix. And watch out. He will probably be a dark horse too. Maybe Patrick Cantlay. You know, watch out for him as well. These are the ones.
I kind of put him and Schauffele in the same group. They're kind of like Kirk Cousins-ish. Like, we all right.
Yeah.
We all right.
Right. We all right. And Lawrence. I don't think we
– No, it's my turn. Yes, it is. It's my turn. Okay. So my – if I was putting money on it, I would put it on JT because he has been playing really well as of late. And like you were saying earlier, Cordell, I think his – he has every shot – he's got every shot in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you need a 150-yard fade over a tree around a corner, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, I need a bump and run, gotcha. If I need to chip it from 2 feet off the green, gotcha. He's just he's a pro player, so he's pretty good.
Yeah,
And I'm gonna go with Westwood. Just because he's been playing pretty good as of late. Mm-hmm. He's still playing with house money, so he can come in here and, you know, him and his girl can chat it up as they're walking down the fairway.
True.
And,
true.
And before you know it, you know, come Sunday, he's in the mix. So I'm going to give him that.
His ass off. Yeah.
Exactly.
One other name in that middle I want to put there, too, is Gary Woodland. That's the one that I forgot. Mm, Gary Woodland. Yeah.
He's
right
dead.
There in that middle,
he's dead to
that
me.
Group.
Yeah.
So I will sprinkle.
I'm assuming it has something to do with money or betting or something.
No, like, I don't think he's got a prayer in hair. I don't think, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Because after,
he
I mean,
just won a major last
year. Well, it's like 2 years ago now. And then he ain't done squats since, he barely yeah. makes the cuts nowadays after since then.
Damn, man.
He's like, hey, I'm a U.S. Open champion. I'm done.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm just here for the ride now on. And that's the scene of media. That's the way he plays now.
I don't think he's got the game for the Masters. I don't think he's done that.
Gary Woodland. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Woodland.
Okay. Yeah. I'll sprinkle a little extra on JT because I feel I agree with you.
Yeah.
And Patrick Reed, Cantlay and Schauffele. I mean, Xander Schauffele. Yeah. And Patrick Cantlay. I like them and they're good, but they're just in that B tier.
Exactly. Same with Fleetwood, like what Claude was saying about Fleetwood.
Yeah, Fleetwood ain't doing nothing.
I'm trying to give you picks of people who are in that middle who could break through.
He ain't breaking through though.
Watch him win, and we all be mad as hell. Claude.
The same with Top 10 Tony.
And then next one, like, welcome back to Golf TMV, everybody. So the winner of the Masters.
Man, you don't think Tony Finau can win one though down the stretch?
No,
I don't think his first one is going to be the Masters. There's no way. There's no way. There's no. He's had so many. He's been in the lead on regular joints, and he
can't keep that. Yeah. Right? How are you gonna do it in the Masters? Nah.
So I'm curious. Like, where does Spieth make the cut? Based on how shaky he was coming in on this last one,
he makes the cut, man.
He makes the cut.
I think he'll make the cut.
Yeah. He'll make.
I'm gonna go bet against that now too.
I think Spieth makes the cut, and I think Spieth might even be top 10 on the leaderboard heading into the final round.
Nah, I definitely don't have that. Listen,
but I think he collapses after that.
Let me ask this question. Can I bet that Spieth does not win? Can you make that bet?
That he does not win? No, they wouldn't give you odds on that. Because they don't give you odds on players not to win because they would lose. They would just
Okay. Yeah, because I would take that bet.
You want to bet he doesn't make the cut? You can jump in that bet with me. You can put $5 on it.
I'll take that.
Sprinkle something on it.
Yeah, I'll sprinkle something on it.
Oh, there you go. By the way, speaking of sprinkling something on it, go to golfdmv.com. You can check out all the merch we have. Vern's got the Golf DMV hat on. I've got the original.
Leather.
I don't even think y'all can get this.
I need that one.
But you can
need that one, dog.
I'll send you one. I got one left. I'll send you one.
All right, appreciate it.
He'll send you one for $35.
Okay. Like you got Cash App.
Go to the website, golfdmv.com. And while you're there, by the way, looking at merch, we also have the face masks and things like that. But check out Cash A Spine Sports, the official chiropractor of Golf DMV, proud sponsor, right, conveniently located in Silver Spring, Maryland. Again, go to the website, Golf DMV. So, LB, I guess as we wrap up, you got fitted for a putter.
Yes, I did.
And so was this different from your iron fit? Like, because you seem really excited about this and that you might have news that we wouldn't
find
surprising.
Let me guess as a guess. The putter that he got fitted for is perfect in every way. He just does not need any new putter. There's no such thing as science or strokes or the way you think. And what he's been doing works just
fine. It wasn't getting you five more yards.
Hey, man, let that man do his thing, man. Let him do his thing.
I don't know why they hate on me like that, man. I don't understand. So, I had a fitting today with Brendan, my guy up at Olney Golf Park. And so I have three putters. Well, I have a bunch in the house, but I have three that I have been rotating between for the last year or so. I took all three with me. And so we get in there. He's like, well, which one do you use? I say, well, right now I'm using this one. So he tell me, pull that one out. He set up some little some balls and right there in the little shop they got back there with the whatever you call that place, the bay, whatever.
Yeah.
So he sets it up and we do a couple of drills. And he's like, okay, yeah. So he said, well, we're not using this one. He took the one that I had.
The one you had in your hand.
What I had been hitting with. He's like, yeah, we're not doing that one. So he put that away, and he went and came back with about 10, 12 putters. I mean, from Pings to Odyssey to TaylorMade. Styles,
all mallet, all blade, or mix?
Oh, they're mixed. Blades, the wedge, mallet. I mean, the mallet heads, the whole deal.
Okay.
So we went out to the putting green. We set up some balls and got us set up about 10, 12 feet away from the cup. And then we just start rolling putts with different putters. He worked on something. He did fix some alignments and some of the things that I was doing inaccurately. You've noticed how DJ, I don't know if you've been paying attention, how DJ sometimes he's putting will retake his left hand and grab his right forearm. Have you noticed that? Right with his bicep?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like, so that's part of my new routine now. Because there's a reason he does that, and I learned that today.
He ain't going to share it, though. You're not going to share why?
Yeah, you see, he's just
there. Well, Well, I can tell you if you want to know, sure. I'm not like Vern. I'll tell you what stuff I learned. So the reason he does that is because you want to keep that to remind – he does it – DJ does it to remind himself to keep that right arm tucked into his side, basically.
Okay.
And it gives you a much stabler your rotation is stable now. Your arms don't rotate or anything. You keep a flatter blade face of your putter face.
You're not rotating the face through the shot. Right.
Exactly. You keep it straight. So that and your forearms are supposed to be on the same level. Because I have a tendency to be like this, where my right forearm is higher than my left forearm, which makes me hit the ball. I always hit it which way? To the left.
You're right.
So that by keeping those forearms equal, now when I come through my putter, I strike the ball straight, I guess, whatever, and it goes straight. It doesn't tail off to the left like I normally would do. So we went through a lot of drills and we went through a lot of putters. And I ended up with the TaylorMade Patina Del Monte 34-inch. Okay.
What kind though? It's like blade or mallet or what?
It's a wide blade, basically what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a blade, but it's probably about
it's got that
inch and a half, probably like an inch and a half wide, you know.
Yeah.
And it's weighted too. And I did go for the I did find the heavier putters. I struck them better. I had better roll with the heavier ones than the lighter putters. So here's the rub. So I go into Brendan had another appointment after mine, so he goes into the hitting bay to his next client.
Yeah,
he told me to take this up to the pro shop and see if they can tell him to order it, because the one we had was a 35. I needed a 34. Mm-hmm. So he's like, tell him to order. So I go in there, tell him, hey, this is what to talk to Brendan. He said this. The guy said, oh, okay, let me go check. So he goes to check and see if they had a 34. They did not. And I said, okay, well, we need to order one. He said, oh, okay. And I said, yeah, handle it. Just order it. You know, I'll pay for it. He said, oh, okay. So he goes off and I go back down to Brendan. I'm on my way back down to Brendan. I'm from the clubhouse to where Brendan is, you know, it's the other end of the range. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking, I got my phone out and I'm online checking the price of the putter and seeing where it's available just because I want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get down to Brendan, the sales guy comes back then and he catches up with me. He says, hey, I'm just talking to whoever, somebody in the shop. And they say, well, you know, we don't have the 34 in stock, but we could just cut an inch off this one. And okay, just follow me.
Okay.
And says, and you know, you could just do it that way. And I said, well, the reason we want the 30, reason we don't want to do that is because they're weighted. The 34 inch has a different weight than the 35 inch. So if you just cut an inch off, that
throws it off.
Yeah. Right, it's not the same thing. So then he comes in and tells Brendan the same thing, and Brendan says, "No, we're not doing that.
Okay,
we want the real deal. We don't want to do this jerry rig shit." Yeah. So guy he leaves off and comes off. So I say bye to Brendan, grab my clubs, and I'm out. Go back up to the shop, say, "Okay, so we can order this." Mm-hmm. I get back up there. There's another guy. Now this guy's I don't even know who this guy. I've never seen him before, but he's in his golf attire, like he's the I don't know, the pro at the shop or whatever. He thinks he's in charge of stuff. So he's trying to convince me that I should just spend $249 on a club that's not the right club. They can cut an inch off of it and sell it to me. I said, dude, no, we're not doing that. I said, I want the 34 inch. I'm not going to spend. No, let me finish. Then he said, this is the part that I almost punched him. And then the fool says, well, I said, well, the 34 inch, it's got 10 grams of weight. This 35 inch has 10 grams of weight. So it's, you know, it's difference. It's a difference. The weights in the bottom are different. They come differently. The
34 10 and something inch, else. Got it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They come standard. When you buy the 35 with one set of weights, the 34 has a different set of weights.
Got it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He said, we can just cut it off and put a new grip on it. You'd be good to go. I said, but no, but that's not the same. Then now it's off balance. He said, well, it's only 5 grams. It's not that much difference. You could just put 5 grams here on the back of the club and to make the difference up. I said, so let me, make sure I understand what you're telling me.
He talked to the wrong motherfucker.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Tell you about my money, player.
Right. I said, so you want me to spend $249 so you can jerry-rig something for me just so you can get this out of the shop? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, I'm not saying that. I said, well, what are you telling me then?
Yeah, yeah. Then explain to me what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. I said, look, if you can't order, that's fine. I'll get it from somewhere else. So then the other lady comes around the counter. Oh, no. We can order it. It just might take 6 weeks. I'm like, well, why would it take 6 weeks? She said, well, because, you know, TaylorMade, you know, they backed up and stuff. I said, I just looked online 2 minutes ago, and they got them in stock. What are you talking? And they got 2-day shipping. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's what they said online, but they really, you know.
Where was this?
Name the store.
There was a lot of story there. I got lost at the beginning. Okay. Claude had to wipe his face there.
I had to plug in my laptop.
Yeah, For those who can't see the Zoom or don't watch YouTube, he got up in the middle of the story and walked off. hoping that it was done. But no, where was this?
This is the older golf park.
So does Brendan not have enough? So he just teaches out of there, but he doesn't like work. He's not like attached to that pro shop or anything.
Why would they even do this?
Exactly.
When Brendan literally said, no, like, I don't.
Right.
Like,
Brendan said, order this. Right. Yeah, Brendan said, order this. So then the lady's like, well, it's going to take too long. And she said, it might take 6 weeks. I said, well, I'm not doing that. If it's going to take 6 weeks, then. Oh, cool. And I started turning. She said, well, hold on. Let me get your name and number, and I will call our distributor and see what they can get one. And maybe they can exchange the one that we have.
Huh? You didn't do that, did you?
Let me finish. So I gave her my name and number. I said, yeah, here, you go do your thing. And I left, right?
Okay.
On my way to the car, from the shop to my car, which, I mean, it's not that far.
It's not.
I'm on my phone. I go to a nationally recognized golf distributor that has warehouse in their name. Mm-hmm. I find the phone number. I'm calling it. I sit in my car. And the lady comes on. I tell her what I'm looking for. I said, do you have this in stock? She said, yeah, we got 4 of them. I said, online here, it says I can get it shipped in 2 days. She said, yeah, that's standard. You get, for that club, standard shipping, you'll get it by Thursday. I said, sign me up, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. What Brendan needs to do now is, mm-hmm. Brendan, whenever that happens, he needs to order the stuff for his clients.
Well,
you can send them to those people.
Well, that's true, but they all work for the, you know what I'm saying? It was just
he can't go around them because they're his peers.
Right. Oh, and he had a client too. Right. So he was, you know, I don't want to take him from his client and all that stuff. Yeah. This really should not have been difficult at all.
Yeah,
so,
no, man. Even if he can go around them, he needs to just write down what it is and then order them when he's done with his lessons. I'm going to put this order in tonight. Right. I'll call you or text you with when we're expecting to have it. And then if there is an issue that he has getting it, like, hey, I just want to let you know it's going to be 4 weeks. Can I put it in now? Or, you know.
Or just tell a person, here's what you go order it. You go order from where else. Because the price I got it for is this exact same price that they were going to sell it to me for. It's not like they would give me a discount or some special rate or anything.
But the whole thing, it's only 5 gram difference. I mean,
you won't even notice that.
That's the part that surprised me.
And I started after I had told the lady, said, order it, and we got done with the thing, with my order, I got started to get out the car and go back in and say, you know what? FU and FU, I've already ordered it, and it'll be here Thursday. You know,
I'm surprised you didn't. I'm waiting for that part of the story.
So here's the deal. When she does call me back, she did get my number, and she said she would call me back once she got some information.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't talked to her yet. So, I mean, I might not hear from her till next week. So whenever she does call me, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I was so pissed off with the guy, whoever he was, in there talking all that smack. I already ordered it, and it'll be here Thursday. So y'all can kiss my ass.
Let this be a lesson, everybody. When you hear me on here, everybody gives me shit in the group about being bougie, about where I go with my golf stuff, and what stuff I got to get. I got to go see the golf doctor because he's the best in D.C. or whatever. There's a reason I go to these places. So I don't have to deal. I don't have to deal with shit like this, man. But yeah, that does suck. You ever been fitted for a club, Viper?
Oh, yeah, man. So, it's been a while. I got fitted. I play AP1s, and I got fitted for those, and I kind of have my fitting that I do. I'm 2 degrees flat, and I'm a regular shaft. It's weird. I hit a little stiffer than stiff driver,
but right. I hit regular shaft irons. I bought a putter. I have a Newport 2 putter that I bought. I never got fitted for it, but I've had the same
Scotty
putter
Cameron for these two gentlemen here. They don't understand.
Yeah, Scotty Cameron, Newport 2, yep, right?
Yep, yep. I also have one.
I've had the same putter for Scotty 12 brothers. Years, 13 right, right. years. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to get you when we get on that green now. I'm going to get you.
But that was my new TaylorMade Patina Del Monte.
Check that I got fitted. You know, I'm probably – and this is one of the things that I love about y'all's show. I'm probably due for another fitting, right? Because I feel like maybe I'm a little older. I'm swinging a little different, right? The ball may not be getting in the center of the face, but I ain't changing my clubs. I just go get fitted and fit them.
Exactly.
I don't know about y'all. I don't have a lot of moving in and moving out in my bag. Like, my bag pretty much stays the same unless I'm updating, like, heads or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just maybe get a little bit new technology, but I'll just actually change the heads. I won't change the shafts.
Okay.
So, because to me, like, I've had a driver fitting before. There's a good guy here in Kansas City, and he talks about the shaft, right? So the shaft is really what brings the ball, the faces of the club back to the ball, right?
Smart guy.
So anything Smart else, man. Anything yeah. that new head that's supposed to hit it 8 yards long, if that was the case, everybody be hitting 600-yard drives by now, right? Uh-huh. You go 5 yards every year, 10 yards every year, you're supposed to have, you know. So I really just focus on the shafts. And, like, I'm a high-spin player, so I play a lot of low-spin shafts and stuff like that. So I'm really on that stuff.
Nice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
And so for people who want more information on your show, man, where can they find you? I appreciate your time.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. They can find us on Facebook. We are Roll Call Sports Podcast. And on Instagram, we are Roll Call Sports Podcast. And then on Twitter, we are Roll Call Sports with a Z. So, they can go out there and then go on Instagram. We got a link there. They can click the link tree and it'll take them straight to the show.
Cool, my man. Appreciate your time, man. We'll have you back on at some point. Not to play
Oh, yeah.
Just to
have
you talk about golf. Appreciate it. All right, man.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
We'll come back with a Masters recap, obviously, next week and all that jazz. And we've got some golf to talk about. I mean, I think LB and Manny are going to play 9 holes at Leeway. I want to hear LB's first round with someone under the age of 9. And what did he think about playing? Be gentle because he's my kid.
Yeah. All right. I will be drinking, trust me.
Perfect. All right, folks. It's Golf B&B. We'll catch up next week.